About 2,000 megawatts of power will soon be added to Ghana's energy generation mix from a supercritical coal-fired power plant at Kumfiabuanu in the central region. Speaking at a media briefing in Accra, the technical manager of Abuaze Thermal Plant, Jacob Brown-Yorson, said the three-year project will be powered by imported coal from South Africa and Colombia. He said the project, when completed, will meet 7% of the country's annual energy demand. Mr. Yorson indicated that construction of the first phase, with a generating capacity of 700 megawatts, will start from April 2017 and will be inaugurated in November 2019. He said the project is a joint venture between the Volta River Authority, VRA, and the Shenzhen Energy Company of China. Here's a report by Eugenia Asumedusechi.
In the quest to prevent a recurrence of doomsday and make Ghana the energy hub of West Africa, diverse renewable energy sources are being explored. These include hydro, solar, wind, thermal, nuclear and coal. But some energy experts say most of the renewable sources of power are unreliable, very costly and riddled with insurmountable challenges like fuel and environmental risk, with the exception of coal. According to the technical manager of Abuaze Thermal Plant, Jacob Yoss, this is because coal power, although fraught with challenges, they are easy to overcome with modern technologies. He added that coal as a source of power is affordable and has numerous benefits, such as usage of the ashes in road construction, steel production, and its carbon fiber in manufacturing some equipment. Engineer Yorson said the coal power plant will serve as an additional energy source and will not replace existing ones. He said the project, which should have started this year, was rescheduled due to the redesigning of some project components and transactional arrangements.
This project has the potential of meeting our annual 7% G demand. So it could take care of subsequent energy demand that will come thereof. But it is not in to displace current or planned generation. No, but indicative cost is about 1.5 billion for the first phase, and looking at tariff around 11 cents per kilowatt hour. But this is high because some basic infrastructure that we're going to put up will be utilized during the second phase.